You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Last week, the Department of Justice announced it would no longer prosecute hackers doing good faith security research, like testing or investigating a system to help correct a security flaw or vulnerability. It's a change in how the DOJ enforces the 1986 Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, following a ruling last year by the Supreme Court in Van Buren versus the United States, which limited the scope of the CFAA. Rihanna Pfefferkorn is a research scholar at the Stanford Internet Observatory, and she told me this is part of an ongoing policy shift over the last few years.
This is meant to be, I think, a clarification and an extension of a policy that had previously been in place that was another attempt by DOJ to dissuade prosecutors from bringing criminal charges in federal court against researchers. This also builds upon a recent decision by the Supreme Court in a case called United States versus Van Buren that was the court's first interpretation of the CFAA, which provided some principles for narrowing the scope of what's long been considered a frighteningly overbroad law.
Why frighteningly overbroad?
By the wording of the law itself, this has been a cudgel to be used against security researchers for a long time to inhibit people from doing the kinds of pro-social cybersecurity research that this policy is intended to clear the way for. In fact, we'd seen a case where several social science researchers had proactively sued the DOJ with respect to the research that they wanted to do into job discrimination and housing discrimination online through job search and housing websites, but that they were afraid to engage in this for fear of prosecution because the terms of service for those sites prevented the kinds of methods they wanted to do, like making sock puppet accounts in order to make their postings. At the same time, I think it hasn't been deterring the actual bad faith hackers from continuing to perpetrate attacks such as the Colonial Pipeline attack.
So why do you think the DOJ decided to do this now?
One, I think the DOJ saw the Supreme Court's decision in Van Buren and said, okay, this affects how we bring and prosecute cases because that was a criminal case. At the same time, I think also they have started to understand the situation that we're in, where there is a dire need for better cybersecurity at all levels of government and in the private sector. And given the severe cybersecurity skills shortage and the large number of job openings in this field, we need all hands on deck. But it doesn't do America any good to take well-meaning, competent people with a skill set that's both valuable and scarce and threaten to put them in jail. So I view this as a multi-pronged approach to improving cybersecurity.
That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.